Pastor Jeff is away tonight attending a world missions meeting with a great group of other pastors. We'll be back in a couple of days, so we need to remember him in prayer as he is attending that event. And we're very especially blessed tonight to have one of our staff pastors come and share the word with us, Yoriko Yabuki. Now, she's going to do it in Japanese, so let's have a word of prayer now for the interpretation. No. Yoriko has very good English, and she's going to come and bless us with the word tonight. And let's open our heart and believe the Lord to speak to us as she shares with us this evening. Let's give her a warm welcome tonight as she comes.
Well, good evening. Last Sunday, Sunday night, I was talking with Mrs. Carla Peterson after the service and just talking, enjoying the conversation. And Pastor Jeff came to me and said, Yoriko, I want you to preach on Sunday night. And since he came to Central Assembly, I have learned about him, and he seems that he likes saying joke. And many times, unfortunately, I did not get his joke, but I encouraged myself, Yoriko, it's okay, international, American joke is a little bit different, so it's okay. You will get it someday. And last Sunday, I thought I got a joke that he was saying, and I said to Pastor Jeff, you're saying joke, and I just laughed. And he said, Yoriko, I'm not saying joke. But he was smiling. So I say, oh, he's saying again, joke. And he said, I'm not. So I think we did this 5 times. You're saying joke. And he said, I'm not. And finally, I got he was not saying joke. I said, sure, Pastor, I will fill any spot that you want me. You know, all of a sudden I changed my attitude because that was no joke. So I have prayed and prepared myself, and thank God that he gave me the message tonight. And anyway, my husband and I are so blessed at the Central Assembly. Through the international ministry, we have experienced God's move since we came to Central Assembly. So we want to say thank you, all of your prayer for international ministry. We are so blessed in God's movement for reaching out to people. Tonight, I'd like to talk about going after the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you have a Bible, could you open up the book of Acts 8:26? It said, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place, and he rose and went. When Philip went there, he saw a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He was returning from Jerusalem to his home, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit of God said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. So Philip obeyed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This man asked Philip, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? As he was reading the book of Isaiah, he wasn't sure whom he was reading about. And he asked this question to Philip. And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus Christ. Yes, it's on there, yes. And then Acts 8:36, and as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What prevent me from being baptized? They both went down into the water. Philip baptized him. After that, Acts 8:39 said, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. Philip left, but the Spirit of God remained in him. And I can imagine what comes next after eunuch went back to Ethiopia. He has a position to influence, even to queen, even to his friend, family, and the government. And I believe the Spirit of God who spoke to Philip also spoke to this eunuch to do something God's mission in Ethiopia. The Bible doesn't say, but we cannot doubt. about the work of the Holy Spirit. He is searching the vessel to accomplish God's mission. And he's at work even now in Springfield, through Springfield, that he is at work. We have seen many international people receive Jesus Christ because of many people pray and involve the international ministry. We have seen that international people accept the Lord, but not only accepted the Lord, fill with the Spirit of God through this church. And there is a time that they need to return to home. We had to say goodbye to them, but we know the Spirit follow them. And as they return to their country, the Spirit of God continue does his mission with them. I remember that in 2007, I was up their balcony. I was raising two little babies, so I was kind of resting in the balcony. On Sunday night, the Spirit of God spoke to me. Even that time, I was a little bit tired to raise my children, and I kind of didn't want to connect with the people, to tell honesty. I just needed a rest time. But the Spirit of God found me and just kind of encouraged me to involve God's mission. Since then, I came to altar call, feel the Spirit. I felt something, the power just pushing me to serve God. And it started Japanese small group, but it eventually became international ministry. I could not depend on my ability because I thought that I have never had international ministry in my life, but because of the Spirit of God, because he has guided my husband and my heart and other people, as we just obeyed, he revealed his mission and he has saved people. I just want to say praise God and give all the glory to him. I remember 2010, the Lord just gave me just the guidance to start the host family program. And I had to just do things. We had to matching, and Jane Powell helped me. And because we didn't have Sylvia at that time, I was so busy to matching and doing everything. But God has been so faithful through that host family program. Even last year, the 9 international people met the Lord and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord Savior, and they're filled with the Spirit. Remember 2011, that Jennifer Morrison and I was talking and praying about something, having an ESL program, ESL class, even in the church, to connecting with international people. And she came to me, I think it's ready. I'm ready. And we worked together, pray, and she started this ministry that many international came to Central Assembly to connect with us, and people found Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And 2 years ago, the Lord gave me heart to have a Midwest Japanese conference. Well, Japan Assemblies of God wanted us to connect with the Japanese-speaking people, to share the gospel. And yes, I believe that I was called to do that. And I'm in Springfield, and the Lord gave me this idea, just host a conference to strengthen the leaders who does a Japanese ministry in the United States. Now 400,000 Japanese people live in the United States, and 20,000 Japanese are exchange students. And my heart is just praying daily for their salvation. Lord, I just pray that each local church connect with the Japanese people. But I just had to obey to birth this conference, but it takes faith and courage and prayer, of course, but with understanding and blessing of the Central Assembly pastors that we could have done this Japanese conference. And the last time was the second conference last March. It's been every 6 months after that. But I just obeyed that part that I was asked to do. But I did not know that what the Spirit of God knew after that, that one pastor came from Portland, Oregon, was so encouraged through the second Midwest conference. And he was just sent us the email how he was so blessed, filling with the Spirit. He could understand the message in Japanese. And I have worked with the Ethnic Relations Office in the headquarters. But the brother Scott Temple, who is the director of the Ethnic Relations Office, called me, "Yuriko, did you hear about Pastor Noda who came to Midwest Conference?" I said, "No, I don't know about it. What happened?" He said, "Yuriko, he was so encouraged, but because of the Midwest Conference, he decided to birth a Japanese church in Portland, Oregon in 2 weeks. And I said, "Praise God. God knew that he wanted to plant a Japanese church in Portland, Oregon." I was not heard about that from the Spirit of God. But as I obeyed, God used that influence to birth a Japanese church in Portland, Oregon. And that church will birth in 2 weeks. And I'm just so exciting what the Lord has been doing, what he is doing for his kingdom. After the Midwest Conference, I got a phone call from one missionary in Alabama. And she said, "Yuriko, I believe that God is speaking to me to plant a Japanese church in Mississippi District. I will prepare the building. I will prepare everything. But all we need is pastor." And I said, "I cannot go. I have to be here." So I told my husband, "We cannot go. We are called to be Springfield." I wanted to make sure, but my husband is so kind to people. "I can help." So he went to the Mississippi District. I have to pray. And then they tried to find a pastor. And they found a pastor, wonderful couple in Japan. And they are coming in 6 months to birth another church. I just want to praise God. God birthed two churches. When we obey the Spirit of God, he does what he wants to do. Greater things that you have even ever imagined. And Spirit of God leads us into his mission. If we do our mission, we know every detail before we do. But if we are invited into God's mission, actually, we are not told many things. As a Philip experience, Philip was just told, "Just go there." And that's it. But because he listened, the Spirit of God, he obeyed. Then he got some more information. He met the man who was reading the prophet Isaiah. And then the Spirit of God told him, "Go and just go with him." And then as he obeyed, he learned what God wants to do. All we need is to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. We have so many prayer requests. We have so many concerns. But we need also have time of listening prayer. We need to hear his heart so that we will know what is the next step that the Lord has been inviting us to do. And if we know that what Spirit is saying to us, actually we have to face something, the unknown situation. Okay, where does the budget come from? I don't know, but the Lord will provide. And we have to say that. But we need to trust in God, his provision, and his mighty work. And if we trust and follow him, he will provide what we need to do. And if we trust in him, third things we need to do, go and speak the good news of Jesus Christ. Last May, I was praying, especially I had a listening prayer moment at my house. Then that evening, I got a phone call from Hawaii. One of the pastors said, "We have Japanese ministry and we need someone who speak the truth, who encourage this Japanese ministry." And my spirit felt that's from God. But I had to pass two things. One was the permission from my husband. And he said, "Yuriko, you can go, but please bring two children since you have been busy during spring. No, I had to do the Midwest Conference and conference in Hawaii, and I went back to Japan. So he took care of children and said, "Sure, but, you know, I need you to go also to the children." And then we came agreement, but we need to ask Pastor Jeff whether we could go for 5 weeks. And then Pastor Jeff said, follow the Spirit of God and just, you know, follow him. And it, we really appreciate he released us for 5 weeks to serve in Hawaii. But all I knew was just that to go Hawaii. But we did not know that every detail the Spirit of God knew there about people. And I wanted to share about the mission to the Japanese congregation to empower them. But the Lord said, no, don't speak about that. And the Lord gave me the message about the power of forgiveness that Jesus had on the cross. So we obeyed and shared. And we spoke about releasing someone who hurts you. And we can't forgive other people unless we depend on the power of Jesus Christ. And we didn't know about congregation situation. But the next week, we heard a testimony that the lady has been so struggled with the unforgiveness spirit toward her ex-husband. She was a single mom that time, raising 2 children. But her husband has been had her the physical abuse to her, and she was kicked out from house in the midnight. She had to go to the shelter. And 6 months, she had no hope to live in there, in Hawaii. But the Japanese people evangelized her, so she got saved. Now she found a job. But spiritual sense, she was trapped by the unforgiveness spirit. But the Lord set her free because of his message. I didn't know another woman struggle because of the unforgiveness spirits, what she experienced in Okinawa. But she's shared a testimony how the Lord set her free. And also we found that the Japanese leaders who struggle because of different personality and different gifts. One leader had an evangelism gift, and the other leader has an administrative gift, and they're both strong personality and kind of could not work well. And I had to say to them, you are like my husband and me. And unless you learn to die yourself and love one another, submit one another, you're going to kill each other. You're going to kill the church. This is God's church. You have to learn this. And I had to confess to them instead of just preaching, teaching, you know, what Bible say as a pastor. I couldn't do that because I went through the struggle and I understand you. And I encouraged them, report one another, pray for one another. And they did. And the church became so unity. And they are filled with the Spirit. God restored them. And they are ready to evangelize other people. Then God gave us the message about mission. And that church was also helping have a Convoy of Hope Hawaii event. When they had a first time that event outreach, 14,000 people came to that outreach. And they went to the prayer tent, and many hundreds of people accept Jesus Christ. So that was the third time. And the Lord opened even the door of radio station for both of us. Just the Lord opened the opportunity that we're invited to speak about Convoy of Hope and love of God and the gospel in Japanese to the 50,000 Japanese people living in Hawaii. We're just amazed at how the Lord opened the door as we obeyed his guidance. And there are 13 Japanese churches in Oahu Island. And I was encouraged to connect with them, to serve to community together. And these 13 Japanese churches had not have kind of relationship with Assemblies of God. And their doctrine was kind of not believing baptism of the Holy Spirit. But when I met with a top pastor, the representative of this association, somehow he showed favor to us. And he said, Yurika, I have been waiting someone like you. I said, what? I don't know you yet. But he said, Yurika, why don't you, you know, speak in the radio station? Why don't you meet with Baptist women's pastor? I said, sure. And as I met with them, somehow the Lord just, you know, gave us good loving friendship and we just love one another. And four churches involved the Convoy of Hope outreach together. And we're so blessed to serve to the community. But that was the Saturday. And the Sunday morning, I was kind of praying to God. And I said, Lord, you have led me and I have obeyed you. Your spirit has led me, so I have empowered other Japanese believers too. But I did not see many Japanese people in Convoy Hope Hawaii outreach. Many people came. Yes, Japanese came, but the number was not that I expected. And one pastor said, Yuriko, because the flyer said free food. And that turned down to the Japanese people. They are very shamed culture. They don't come to receive the food with free. So I talked Daisuke and said, we should say that the only Japanese we charge. But, but the Sunday morning, I was so discouraged. And I said to God, Lord, where were you? I have obeyed you. I could not understand the why you led, and I did not see the result. But the Lord spoke to me, Yuriko, that's my heart. I have sent my people, but the Japanese has not come to me yet. And at first time, I really came close to God's sorrow. And I just pray, Lord, please forgive our pride. Please forgive, show your mercy. Without your mercy, that this nationality cannot be saved. I just ask God on the Sunday morning. But the 10:30 Japanese service, the many Japanese people came to Japanese service. That was the last Sunday. And my husband preached the gospel. And I led the altar call, and the full Japanese exchange student raised their hand to accept Jesus Christ. And I said, wow, this is you, Lord. Thank you. And another lady who was kind of worried about her mother's situation, her mom was cancer stage 4. And she was so concerned about her mother, but that she also accepted Jesus and experienced the peace from God. She received eternal life, and her mom was also Christian. So she felt that her connection with God and her mother with the eternal life. And I just praise the Lord. And all of things, I was not told by the Spirit of God. But as he led us, as we obey him, he did what he wanted to do. And that top pastors among 13 Japanese churches, the top pastor's wife asked me to see her several times. And I talked with her, but she was about 10 years older than me. And in our culture, if you're older, you get respect and you don't ask so much to the younger, people. So I just keep showing the respect to her. But she asked many questions. And she asked me, treat me like friend. So I said, sure, and then talk. And she asked me, she told me, I have felt the power of God from you. And our denomination don't believe, but could you pray for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I said, wow. And I said, sure, of course. But that moment, God gave me two things to pass to her about her compromising sin and about unbelief sin. I have to say it to her, and she accepted. She received it, and yes, what you say is right. And I ask her to prepare yourself to believe that you will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I was speaking at one of the Assemblies of God Church. She came on that night, and she was there in the altar. When I came, she fell with the slaying. She slain with the Holy Spirit on the floor. She was speaking tongue. And she was baptized with the Holy Spirit. When she rose, her face was so shining. Everybody could tell that the glory of God. And she had not suffered anymore with the depression. And I just praise God. I knew that even I left Hawaii, the Spirit of God remained with her and continue. He does what he wanted to do through her life. She gave me email last week. And she said, Yuriko, our denomination had a general council last week, and I was asked to speak to pastor's wife meeting. I was so filled with the power, I could speak what God won't speak through me. I said, praise God. I did not ask, did you say about baptism of the Holy Spirit? I didn't say, of course. But the Spirit of God will continue to speak to her. So that's his ministry. How do we respond to the Spirit of God? Beyond our plans, beyond our desire, let us hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. That is the key. That is the most important thing. Because he is inviting us into his mission. We need to hear beyond our capacity, beyond our dream. He is doing something greater things. And he's inviting you and me in this moment, in this place, to do something God wants to do. And that is beyond your ability. You may not know me, but I have been a follower. I was the youngest child in my parents' home. And I didn't want to be leader. But each time God has led me to the place that I have to lead, each time I scared and I cried to God, Lord, I cannot. But each time the Spirit of God empowered me to do something he wanted me to do. And I have seen something impact that I could never create it. Only God could do. And how we respond to the Spirit of God, let us trust in his provision. Let us trust in his move and his victory. Jesus already has overcome the darkness. He has already overcome, and he's the one already fought. So let's believe and trust in his provision and move and victory. Let us go and share the good news and his goodness to someone as someone deliver it to us. He does what he wants us to do. And he knows what he's doing. As we obey and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will know more detail. But let us stay in the faith in him. I'd like to open the altar so that we can pray together. And let's hear what he wants us to do tonight. Amen.